We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Bernstein and McKnight Show.
I felt that with what came out in the report, they both had responsibilities. Jeff running the baseball operation and overseeing AJ and all of those people associated with that. And AJ on the bench and was aware, if you read the report, it's pretty clear. AJ didn't endorse it, and neither did Jeff. Neither one of them started this, but neither one of them did anything about it. And that's how we came to the conclusion.
Middays on the Score.
Astros owner Jim Crane. I don't believe a lot of that. The top of the hour is brought to you by Northwestern Basketball. Join the Wildcats at Welsh Ryan Arena this winter. Opponents include Maryland, Ohio State, Purdue, and Michigan. Single game tickets on sale now at nusports.com. Cody Decker is on Twitter at Decker6. He of radio.com sports. Half of the Swings and Misses podcast on radio.com, and he joins us now on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline, Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Cody, how's it going, man?
Gentlemen, how you doing?
Well, we're good. We're trying to make sense of this massive scandal. I mean, I'm trying to find adjectives to describe just how big and how resonant this all is. I kind of think of this as the beginning of it rather than the end because of how far this might end up reaching and how many people are affected. What happens now?
What happens now is now the Red Sox investigation begins, and that's going to open up a whole new can of worms because you start finding out what the Red Sox did and how many tentacles that goes throughout the league. I started saying this in the beginning of November when I kind of broke on how this was happening and what they were doing. This is very legitimately another steroid scandal, and Major League Baseball needs to basically cut the head off of it now, rather what they did with steroids, where they basically, enabled it for years and years and years until it absolutely Congress had to get involved. Like this is a bad, bad scandal that has a far-reaching effect throughout Major League Baseball. Because if you think this is just the Astros and the Red Sox, you're lying to yourself.
Yeah, Cody, I remember having you on in that November as this kind of thing was breaking. How deep does it go? How many players? How individual perhaps are some of these sign stealing, these cheating scandals?
It's, the thing that's a big misconception on whether or not this is a sign-stealing thing, sign-stealing is more or less a part of the game. It's the electronic sign-stealing that they're actually doing.
Sure.
Taking it with an edgetronic camera in center field, putting it through machine learning algorithms, which is literally stealing the signs right there. If you're on second base and you're looking into the catcher's signs and you're able to break down his sign sequence, there is a fair amount of gamesmanship to that. That's just kind of part of the game, but that's not what's happening. How many people, how many teams? More, that's for sure. I know of for sure 4 to 5 to 6 teams. I know for sure they're 5 teams.
Do you think that the Astros jump in pitchers' spin rate across the board is what Trevor Bauer alleges clearly on Twitter, that it is a substance, that this is much more than just a sort of camera usage to help the offense?
If I was Trevor Bauer, I'd stop talking immediately. If you catch a ball from Trevor Bauer, there is more pine tar and rosin on that baseball than there is baseball. He should shut his mouth.
Well, he made that clear. He was answering a question when someone asked him, well, how do you think their spin rates jumped? And that's what he said. It was a combination of rosin or boiled down Coca-Cola and pine tar and all that stuff. He all but admitted to it, remember? Because there was that one game.
He did it in college. He did it in pro ball. Most pitchers do it to at least some certain extent. So if you want to sit around and start pointing fingers, understand the finger's going to be pointed right back at you. It was like Cody Bellinger yesterday mentioning, I'm proud that we did it right. Cody, you might not want to do that.
Why do they feel empowered to go out and point it out when it's pretty clear that this is as permeating as it is, Cody?
I have no idea. I honestly have no idea. It's, I guess it's like one of those things where you're kind of on the outside and you can kind of jump on the bandwagon of of pointing the fingers at other people, but when you're just as guilty as anyone else, you really, the best thing to do is maybe keep it down a tad. Because, I mean, if you want to sit around and point at pine tar and rosin, that's been going on for a long, long, long time. And it does make a very specific difference. Pitchers can justify it by saying, well, it gives me a better grip on the ball, does this and that. Yeah, but you are also doctoring the ball, and there is a decent amount of cheating. It's kind of one of those fine line things.
Mm-hmm.
Just like hitters putting pine tar on a bat a little too high, or maybe putting pine tar on their bat, or putting a little bit of rosin on the barrel itself. There are little cheats that are against the rules that are just not regulated all that much. You just don't make it obvious type thing. This, however, is literally digitally hacking the game itself. This has far-reaching effects to the point where this is going to actually affect money. And mm-hmm. when I say affect money, I'm talking about players' money, because right now, no one really knows. It's at the point where no one knows the players of the Astros, what they really are or who they are now. Because now all their numbers are somewhat tainted by this scandal. Are we about to find out that Bregman might not be the MVP caliber player that he's been for these last couple of years? Because I played against, who's the outfielder? A lot of power. Absolutely destroyed you, Darvish, in the World Series.
Springer.
Springer was a strikeout machine in the minor leagues. You could throw the ball 45 feet into the grass, and he would swing at it. He gets to the major leagues, and he is the most disciplined hitter I've ever seen. Are these players going to be a little more exposed than they were in the past? Is that going to affect them in arbitration down the line? Is that going to affect them when it comes to long-term free agent deals? This is a far-reaching thing, all alike steroids, because we don't know what we actually have in front of us anymore.
So I wonder where the responsibility lies now. Is it on owners? Is it on general managers / presidents to then internally, every team, say right now, what kind of internal checks have to be occurring? And we don't know who knows what. I mean, you mentioned the Dodgers. There's been speculation about the Dodgers cheating somehow for a long time. I just wonder what the responsibilities are if teams think that they could be next, if all it takes is one tip off, one person to bring down the same kind of investigation that uses player immunity to get the evidence on this. Do you think teams are currently right now scurrying to rip monitors out of the walls?
Yes. I think everyone is burning the tapes as quickly as they possibly can and trying to distance themselves as quickly as they possibly can. You know, you mentioned the Dodgers. Here's the thing, the difference between the Dodgers and the Astros. The Dodgers is a front office and coaching staff and players that are pretty well respected.
Yeah, they're not a-holes. And that's the whole thing about the Astros, is the Astros basically have turned a middle finger to everyone and can't wait to congratulate themselves for their greatness.
Yes. Everyone actually likes the Dodgers. Like, they're friends with them. So it's kind of a blind eye being turned to certain teams because they're not, like you said, they're not a-holes. They're good people. The Astros are at the forefront of dehumanizing people of any organization ever. They are truly awful people. So this is literally everyone's, I think, kind of not really shedding a tear for them.
No, so not even a little.
It's just one of those things where will Major League Baseball start to punish everyone, or are they just going to make an example of these two franchises? I can only imagine what I'm willing to bet that Alex Cora might get more of an indefinite type of suspension, where he'll eventually down the line, you know, a couple years down the line, somebody will offer him the bench coach job somewhere, and he'll have to appeal to Major League Baseball. That's what I could totally see happening. But it's just one of those things where I was very surprised by the suspensions yesterday laid out by Major League Baseball. I really was, because it really does set a precedent. Now, where do we go from here with all the other teams that are doing it? And how quickly do, say, someone in the front office from the Red Sox start pointing at other teams? And I don't mean to single out the Dodgers like they're the only other team out there. There's several others.
He's Cody Decker, Radio.com sports baseball expert, part of the Swings and Misses podcast. You can find him on Twitter at Decker6. Cody, I wonder, as a former player and a guy who clearly understands what is going on in this league, how did it make you feel to find out that Major League Baseball granted immunity to players who benefited from cheating so that they would actually talk about what they did and how the Astros cheated?
I'm fine with it. I'm honestly just fine with it. These things need to kind of just be addressed. And, you know, if you don't let the players kind of off the hook, I mean, it's one of those things where how can you feel about it? I mean, I look at it more like if I was in their situation and I had all the, if people were giving me exactly what pitch was coming, would I have taken it? Yeah, because that would have affected my life. I probably would have done it. Just like if it was 1998 and steroids aren't illegal and everyone's taking steroids, why wouldn't you have taken steroids? Be quite honest, with the exception of the horrific health risks and how it's looked at now, back then it was just kind of standard procedure. So this is nothing different. It was just standard procedure. And there were no specific rules against it.
I wonder how this, the evolution of a lot of what's going on, is a byproduct of the overall brain power of people running teams that has to sort of find its level. That you've got unbelievably smart people, the same people that are looking for an edge at a trading desk and looking at margins around high volume stock trading, the same guys that are trading derivatives and credit default swaps, the same people who are running the vampire squid private equity firms, that now the business they're in happens to be baseball. And this nature of competition, and it's almost multiplicative, because it's not just business competition. It's literal on-field scoreboard competition, that this was almost inevitable that some of this business chicanery would then work its way into a game where you say just part of the game, where we're sort of changing the definition of what that is because of how we've upped the stakes and how there's so many people who are so good at doing bad things.
Exactly. I couldn't agree with you more. It's also it's almost like the housing market in 2007. This was a bubble. And now this is actually also drawing into question, how accurate are these new methods? What exactly are we getting out of modern metrics and to the next level of modern metrics? Because as much as everyone wants to point, well, these modern metrics work, do they? Because the team that was at the forefront, the very forefront of next level thinking and modern metrics, were just cheating the whole time.
Well, not just. Can it be both? Can't they also be a really good, really smart organization that almost like got a God complex and felt that no rules applied to them? I mean, I don't think we have to immediately discredit some of the baseball stuff. I mean,
No, of course you can, because look who they have. Like last year alone, Garrett Cole is the best pitcher in baseball.
Right.
Justin Verlander won another Cy Young. Those two are unbelievable. George Springer, when he makes contact to a baseball, the ball doesn't land. Jose Altuve is an MVP. They are an unbelievable team, and they've done incredible things at the forefront of modern metrics. That being said, I only had 10 at-bats in the major leagues. You know what I would have given to know what pitch was coming?
I would imagine it's a little bit like Mike Vrabel's situation winning a Super Bowl, but that's just me guessing.
Is there anybody? I mean, have you ever been around somebody?
It changes the dichotomy of the game.
Have you ever been around a player that would say, I don't want to be a part of this. I don't want to know any of it, either because they thought it was wrong or because they didn't think it would help them?
Well, when I was up in the big leagues, this level of sign stealing, to my knowledge, didn't exist, because this was 2015. What's being brought to light right now is everything that happened in 2017. Things are far more advanced now than they were in 2017. We're far past the banging on trash cans level. It's moved on into a much more intricate system. Do I know of players that would turn it down? Yes, but not in the same way. Right now, people are getting signs and knowing with 100% certitude what pitch is coming. When I would be there, we were trying to literally pick signs or pick pitchers' tells by, you know, just watching the game and watching certain aspects of the game. That being said, if a player was wrong and they fed me the wrong pitch, I was screwed. So I never wanted somebody to tell me what was coming, because most of the time they were wrong. Now it's come to the point where they're not wrong. Ever.
So Cody, you say you kind of have an understanding of some teams that are doing this alongside the Astros. Ken Rosenthal and Evan Drellich have both reported on this, saying something similar, 6 to 8 teams, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been approached by baseball? I mean, you're a guy with a microphone. Have you been approached by baseball at all to have a conversation about who else is doing this? Do you have an understanding of whether baseball has an interest in finding these other teams and not making it an Atlanta Braves situation with the international signing and just singling out a set of executives and saying you better not cross this line again?
I think they desperately want it to be like the Atlanta Braves thing where they can just stop it right then and there. No one's reached out to me. I don't expect them to. I think they have much more direct people that they can reach out to and get a lot more information from. I've spoken to front offices. I've spoken to assistant GMs elsewhere throughout the league. I've spoken to scouts. I've gotten plenty of information, and it's amazing how much of the information is almost identical. So it's a pretty widely known thing of what certain teams are doing. That's the thing. Major League Baseball can sit around and pretend that they don't know what's going on. In fact, in November, Manfred even said, we have no reason to believe any other teams are doing this. Yeah, you do. If I know, you know. So that's ridiculous. I mean, trying your very best to sweep it under the rug. Social media is as big as it's ever been. You can't sweep this under the rug quite so well anymore.
If you're a team that's not doing this, how would you be planning for the way baseball is going to change? What would your offseason look like if you're not the team that's got to run around a ballpark and rip monitors out of the walls and tell your players that if you do this, I'm going to send you to Siberia?
I don't know. That's the thing. I don't know what the right answer is right now. This is brand new kind of territory.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're an organization that has been doing this, your first thought is almost go back to the old ways of doing things. You know, you still have to be metrically minded, use those numbers, but you have to all of a sudden grow a conscience. It's really difficult to have it both ways. Both be like this old school franchise while introducing modern metrics. All you have to do is just not abuse it. So like you said, with the Astros having a God complex, they just abused it, and they've abused it for years. They've abused it for years without consequence. Finally, consequence is coming. I'm hoping it's just kind of a wake-up call for Major League Baseball, and I hope it is, because the dehumanization of baseball has been going on for like the last 10 years. I mean, you could see it kind of starting, the very basics of it starting in the early 2000s with Moneyball, kind of really attacking the game in a different way using numbers. That is, Moneyball is so passe, it's ridiculous. Moneyball almost seems like it's old school baseball in comparison to what happens now. Now there's teams trying to hack the game biometrically by seeing, you know, what player, hooking people up to wearable technology to see what the kind of player they're going to be in 3 years and see how that's going to start affecting arbitration. And keep in mind, most of these things all affect one thing, and it's the bottom line, money. Everything they do is about making money and how organizations can save money and be more cost effective. That's what it really always comes down to. It's not always winning. It's always, how are we going to make more money?
Yeah, I think it's actually both, because few things are going to drive your franchise value and actually make you more money than winning the World Series. We had a caller earlier who did the math and said, if the Houston Astros franchise value was an investable fund, it would have outperformed every other because of how much more the Astros are worth. And no one's taking that franchise value away from them. $5 million, that's a back-end, low-leverage reliever. You know, I know that's the most you can find a team, but they're not losing anything material in franchise value. I mean, I do think it's all of it. I think it is in the margins in some of that, and it is also in just in the teams that are trying to win that aren't unscrupulous, but understand that if they have better artificial intelligence and better machine learning programs and are even doing it legally, that there's real value there.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. There is a ton of value. I mean, someone posted online about 2 months ago a job description, almost like their ZipRecruiter ad out for the Astros.
It was Kyle Boddy. It was Kyle Boddy of Driveline.
Yeah, we talked about it.
It was fascinating because if you read that, there's only three companies in the United States that have a job listing like that, and that's the Houston Astros, Tesla, and NASA.
Yeah, I think we might have outpaced ourselves a little bit. Cody, appreciate you coming on, man. Thanks a ton for the perspective.
Hey, guys, thanks for having me on. You guys have a hell of a day.
That is Cody Decker of Radio.com, the Swings and a Misses podcast. Well, yeah.
This is much bigger than just the Astros. I think a lot of people understand that. I hope more people understand that because I think and I don't know what damn good it's going to do.
Hold on. Dan, swings and misses. Not swings and a misses.
I thought it was swings and a misses.
No, swings and misses.
Look at your sheet. What does your sheet say?
Which sheet?
Your rundown that Jay prints for you every day.
Okay.
But painstakingly crafts.
This is often wrong.
It's not often wrong. It is
often
not.
Often wrongly read for the 3 seconds you look at it.
That bus was pretty loud coming by just then, huh?
It's also on your call screener.
Yeah.
It was right over Jay.
Wrong like once
every
4 months.
Are you telling me Dan got backed into a corner and then he tried to bus toss somebody else?
I didn't say it was wrong in this case. I did not. I did not say it was wrong.
Every time Cody's been on, you've said it wrong.
Okay.
That's part of the reason when Connor reset, he said the name of the podcast again is because we all knew it.
Listen to the podcast is bottom line. It's a radio.com.
It's a wonderful product and a great podcast.
If you get the radio.com app, it's Cody Decker and his wife, Jen Sturger Decker, who host it together. It's the Swings and Misses podcast.
Swing and a missa.
This segment is brought to you by Subway. Subway restaurants feature a different 6-inch sub for $3.79 every day. Subway, make it what you want at participating restaurants. Additional charge for extras plus applicable tax. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied. I have another pair of passes to go to the Cubs convention.
All right.
And a Cubs convention?
The Cubs convention. A Cubs convention.
Not the Cuba convention.
Cubs
Stop
convention.
Adding A's.
The Cubs convention is this weekend. And so there's no Gary Pressey, right? He's retired.
As far as I know.
That was always that was part of the thing that he would sit and play with his organ.
What? It's the second t-shirt we've made today of dubious value and message. You figure Gary has a day or a couple to come by and play a little organ?
What's wrong with you? I say you, he did.
No, he's not. He's just retired.
The Colonel.
What?
He's just retired. I don't know. Because usually it's tradition. It's the first day and it puts you in the mind of baseball because he's playing with his organ.
That does put me in the mind of baseball.
I'm sure it does.
It really does.
So we'll give this away when we come back on The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Altuve has just sent the Astros to the World Series!
It is anything but a walk-off home run because nobody's leaving. And the little guy, 5'6", 168... with a heart of a lion, sends it over the wall and left for a pennant-winning home run.
Well?
Slider.
Yep. Kind of knew that was coming.
Slider.
That one was up in the zone, too, right? If I recall, up and away?
It's nice to know that what's coming is something other than 101.
It's a good call by Buck, too.
Oh, it's a gorgeous call by Buck.
Yeah, it's anything but the walk-off because nobody's leaving.
Beautiful.
That's a really good call. We just had Cody Decker, radio.com baseball expert, on the show. He of the Swings and Misses podcast as well.
I've heard of that.
Whatever you like to title it. Really, really solid and truthful interview with him. Go back and listen to it on the radio.com app if you want to. Here's something that I'm afraid is going to come out of this in terms of how we watch and kind of evaluate the game as fans, as people who kind of watch from the outside. I'm really worried, and we got into it a bit with Cody about this, not got into it, but talked about it some, that what's going to happen here is that every piece of analytics that's been done in baseball over the last 5-10 years is going to be thrown out under the guise of, well, it was all cheating. And I just don't believe that's the case. I don't think that's true.
I disagree that it's going to be thrown out. Here's the thing about...
By some people, it will be. By some people who are already predisposed to not like the analytics fact that baseball is growing through math, people are going to toss this out.
No.
Yes?
No, listen. Those people are stupid. Because numbers...
Doesn't mean they won't do it.
Listen, well, they're don't worry about those people. Those are the same people that are still talking about batting average and RBI.
Because they got a microphone on a national broadcast, then I do.
Well, but the reason you need the data is it's evidence. Well, that was my point before, is that data's just data. Spin rate is that, and launch angle is that, and it can tell us about the ball. That's right. How we learned about the ball. That's how we're going to find cheating. That's where you're going to get your... That's going to help you.
That's true.
Like I said, we should have known. With the first time we said, well, wait a second. How did the Houston Astros set records for contact rate, for fewest strikeouts, and set records for the most strikeouts by their pitching staff in the same year?
Right.
Now we know, and now we're going to be predisposed to think if there, and we will have programs determined to find anomalies. Just like they do with the Securities and Exchange Commission,
where
you're
going to
find odd banking patterns, or you're going to find odd investment patterns. It might be insider trading. There will be instruments. There will be programs that crawl on this data that will say, this team might be cheating. Go check out if they're doing this, this, or this.
There's always, I hope that's the case. And it should work that way. And there's going to have to be some sort of, you know, whether it's MLB.com or whether it's Baseball Prospectus or whether it's FanGraphs, there's going to have to be some third party that keeps teams honest and players honest with the math.
Well, MLB's going to have to hire the third party to do it themselves.
You know, or FanGraphs or Prospectus. And I don't know if there's money in that for those two outfits, but there is certainly with MLB because they've got a vested interest in keeping their game as above board as possible,
right,
despite the fact that they've been cheating in baseball for the last 150 years.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to make people throw out data. Data's just data. Data doesn't cause cheating.
No. There are going to be. What I'm saying is, there is going to be a confusion that happens with people, that they're going to look at what the Astros did, and
they're going to conflate,
whether it's using
one...
Rapsodo or Adutronic or all these new advanced methods of figuring out how a baseball player works, and go, yeah, but
that's not...
the biggest use of these cameras was just cheating and letting somebody know that two fingers went down instead of one.
But that's not true.
It's going to have to be explained, and it's going to be a constant conversation in how people watch baseball. Cody talked about it. We talked about it earlier. The fan base is one that hasn't really figured... It's older. It hasn't really figured out what these new technologies are, how they're used, and how they evaluate players. And they're going to be conflated as some sort of magic cheating pill that everybody took. It's going to be written away this way.
I think somebody... I'm frankly not worried about those people. Because where I thought you were going with it was the idea that Not only can we better identify cheaters now because we're measuring everything, because everything is objectively measured, we can now see that this team might be cheating. What it's going to do, and the downside, is that a team that isn't cheating will be accused of it. That's like with that's what the steroid era did. What the steroid era did is that's why when all of a sudden, out of nowhere, Jose Bautista starts hitting home runs like he's never hit home runs before,
it's
okay. We're allowed to think, you know what? It's obviously steroids because that's what people did in the past. That's what's going to happen. That's what poisons everything is that somebody isn't going to get proper credit for getting good or finding a market inequity or changing a launch angle because we're going to be like, oh, he's got these. They're cheating somehow.
It's for that reason that baseball needs to root out the other teams that are involved in this and the other players. It's why going with anonymity, though it might have had to happen, you know, for players to tell baseball what was going on, who did what, and who invented what. It's why that's also a little precarious. The fact that these guys who did cheat benefited in a statistical production way, in a monetary way, the fact that they get to slide with anonymity is going to cause more confusion here because You don't get those names. You won't get them from baseball, and I don't think you'll get the next ones either.
Well, it'll be
because
in order to
find the rest, they're going to have to grant more immunities.
And then we'll be able to measure the difference in the Astros in time between cheating era Astros and non-cheating era Astros to know how good those Astros are. Like Altuve and like Springer and like those other guys.
As long as the cheating doesn't outpace the ability to catch the cheating, yeah.
The bottom of the hour is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. Want to sign a one-day contract with the Chicago Wolves that comes with a $5,000 signing bonus? Go to chicagowolves.com/sprint to learn how to win the Sprint Power Play Payday. Give me a number between 0 and 10.
6.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Caller 6 to the contest line, 312-591-6700, wins a pair of passes to the 2020 Cubs convention at the Sheraton Grand Chicago this Friday through Sunday. For more info and to purchase tickets, visit cubs.com/convention. This is Ken in LaSalle on the score. Hey, Ken.
Hello. I was listening to your discussion this morning, and it brought interest to me. The idea of an organization cheating. Well, if that happens in college, don't they lose the opportunity to play in the NCAA the following year? Well, if we hold professionals the same way we hold college students to it, maybe it would bite a little more.
Yeah, you can't.
Like a postseason ban?
Yeah, that's not
for a year.
You could. Yeah. I think.
If it's that involved.
I don't think the Players Association would allow you to do it, especially because of the incentives in the player contracts that they have. If you have non-cheating players having money removed from their pocket if they're not allowed to cash in on some of those advantages.
Yeah, I think you just run into too many CBA issues there.
Yep.
It's possible. I mean, you could do it. They might want that kind of heat. I doubt they do, and the CBA would absolutely bark at it.
Right.
Yeah, I think that's what you run into.
Yeah, I think you'd be punishing clean players or innocent players, I should say, because they're you'd be taking away all kinds of opportunity for them for nothing that they did wrong.
Complicated issue that needs a lot more investigation by Major League Baseball and probably just a little bit more transparency from that organization and others within it as well. When we come back, I have a good list for you.
Okay.
We watched the national title game last night. I have a list concerning one of the best players on the field there. I think you'll find it pretty fun. And we got Transition with Lawrence coming up in a few as well.
Awesome. Bernstein and McKnight on the score. Well, that was sportsy.
Yeah, it was. What a day.
Wow. Kevin Fishbane talked football. Cody Decker talked baseball.
Not that you shouldn't go back and listen to the Kevin Fishbane interview, but you should absolutely go back on the radio.com app and check out the interview with Cody Decker. He understands what is going on in baseball.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna go through it and actually pull some of those quotes and write something
you
up
should.
There because there's some really powerful stuff.
Sounds like a leftovers
in
too.
There. Yeah, it might be. Thanks to them for joining us. Thanks to Jay Zawoski, Rick Camp, and the executioner Ray Diaz for all that they do as well. You're gonna hold your list over.
Yeah, because we went long talking about some of the baseball stuff. Lawrence is coming in, and I asked him if he's cool doing a list real quick in transition. It's a good list.
All right. All right, you haven't shared any of it with me, so it's all going to be fresh.
Just start new. Well, you are a voter.
Uh-huh.
For the Heisman.
Correct.
So it will concern Heisman winners.
But I also don't remember who I voted for.
Don't remember what you had for breakfast. No, that's you
fried
do remember
chicken.
That. Yeah, you do remember that.
I like chicken.
They're
fried chicken. Who doesn't like fried chicken?
Smoking
chicken.
Well, I like chicken. Big deal. What are you talking about? Lawrence Holmes will be part of our transitional discussion next on the score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.